It's nice to be in Brea. I do mean it. I'm being sincere. I've never felt safer. Oh, no. The median income here is $123,000, so you may not relate to these poor jokes. Poverty, you say? Sounds terrible. Because y'all also have, like, kind of... Okay, how do I put this? Y'all's crime here is a little bit, like, soap opera drama-level crime. Like, it was a guy that just got arrested for impersonating a plastic surgeon. I've never been to Brea before, but that's the most Brea thing I've ever heard of in my entire... Like, it's the most Orange County type thing I've heard. This dude was impersonating a plastic surgeon, and a bunch of people came forward being like, I thought he was a plastic surgeon. And so he's locked up right now. Hopefully he goes to jail for a very long time. But apparently him misrepresenting himself as... There are lots of charges because he was practicing. But one of the charges is misrepresenting himself as a medical professional, which is only a misdemeanor. I'm not like a fan of jail, but that needs to be a felony. Like... That's crazy. If someone asks you if you're a doctor, you should have to say no if the answer's no. That's so crazy that someone's like, you're like a real plastic surgeon, right? He was like, ah. Like that. That is so horrific. Like, I don't think y'all understand. This dude needs to be buried under a prison. You have never needed a medical professional without really needing a medical professional. It's never something that you've like dabbled with before. You know what I mean? It's also not something that you can just help with because you feel like it. Like, I'm not a firefighter. Don't have the bill, can't carry the gear. But I've stepped on a cigarette before. Do you know what I mean? You know, you can step in, you can do a little something, even though the job is not your full job. Medical professional is like black and white. It really is. And so, he was arrested. He apparently did it again so fast after having done it the first time that the article I read said he was rearrested. That's not a word, is it? A journalist had to say rearrested. It was so fast. I live in Brooklyn, and I like it too. I live in Brooklyn, and there was a shooting in my neighborhood. This dude was a known gang member, got shot at this bodega. He got shot in like the hip. Like, he's alive. He's all right, but. He got shot at 5 a.m. There's no good time to be shot. But getting shot that early is... A lot of people don't know this about gangs. I've never been in a gang, but I've known people who were in gangs and like... But like... Gangs do kind of have office hours. Do you know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, they are like, nobody buying right now. Why would we just stay up all night? That's crazy, right? And so, it's not as if gangs are always just ganging at all hours of the night. They go home at some point. And so, to be shot at 5 a.m. means somebody hates you so much, they set an alarm. Because the worst thing about getting shot at 5 a.m., if you get shot at like 3 p.m., right?
You can call somebody, oh, they got me. What? What happened? I got shot. Oh, I'm on my way. I got you, right? You get shot at 5 a.m. Everybody gonna be asleep. Pick up, hello? I got shot. Oh, they got me. Come pick me up. I said I got shot. Pick me up. I'm bleeding out.
All right. Be there in 5 minutes.
Like, I don't think I would handle being shot well. But if I got shot at 5 a.m., I'd be like, shoot me again. I don't want to deal with these problems. I don't know. I saw the you know, Biden signed it and everything. Maybe it'll happen. Talking about banning TikTok. The clock is winding down. Oof. Oof. $1 billion company. Maybe gone. They either have to sell off to another buyer. They cannot remain this Chinese company. Or they have to leave. I don't know how you make somebody leave Wi-Fi, but yeah, they have to get out. They'll be banned across the nation. And they say it's for, you know, our safety and everything. They say it's for, you know, security and stuff, which I think I accidentally already gave them everything. Like, I think I... That can't possibly be true because I already let them turn my face into so many faces. Like... I've been a dog, a caterpillar. I've been like another dude. Like, whatever it is, they have it. But, you know, maybe, whatever. And let's say that's the case. Let's say that our security is at stake. And so they pushed this thing through Congress, and then they signed it in record time because it was a danger to us, and they care. I said, let's say. But let's say that is the case. Well, you know what? Good on them. Now do the pharmaceutical companies and the banks and the... Do you know what I mean? Yeah, we've been begging for insulin to be like a dollar for decades, and they're like, the best I can do is taking away how you talk to people. Far be it for them to regulate a bank. Because this is my thing. That's what bothers me about it, is that I don't even care about the ban one way or the other. I really don't. It's like... People are going to find a way to communicate. What bothers me is that it's like you're telling this other company how to run their business for the sake of the citizens, right? Which is exactly what we've been asking them to do for so many different things. Like, we're like, can you just get them to not sell us poison? Because the poison already in there when we buy it. And they're like, far be it for us to tell a company how to run their business. Yeah. I mean, far be it for me to act like I know better than the people who don't understand TikTok. Those hearings are always so embarrassing. They're so genuinely distressing. When these are leaders of, you could say, the free world, right? We call the president the leader of the free world, but the president is beholden by checks and balances to a Congress. They get that Congress to come together, and then they get experts and CEOs from the most powerful companies in the world. And they do a hearing where they're like, can you open my phone? And then you see these CEOs, these billionaires, try not to smile, try not to be like, oh, I can do whatever I want. That dude came from TikTok, right? Dude came from TikTok, went to the hearing, and then dude kept asking him about China. And at one point, the guy just had to be like, I'm not even Chinese. Like, I'm not Chinese. It's like, you would think he was asking him for, like, spots to eat. The amount of times this dude had to say, bro, I'm not Chinese, though. Like, I'm not. Like, I want you. It's a company. The company? Yes. I am not. Sir. I am not Chinese. It was funny because he started interrupting questions just to be like, you gotta understand that I'm not from China. Like, if I leave here with nothing else, you gotta understand that I am not from China. This is clearly just a me thing, but does it bother you when people ask you for directions? I get so nervous and upset. I have a range of emotions when people ask me. Because then, okay, somebody, I live in New York, and somebody's asked me for directions to get to the 2 train. And I don't take that train often, but I pass that train sometimes. So I was telling them how to get there, and as I was pointing, they pointed with me, and they were like, so this way. And when they went to point with me, I saw that they were holding their phone. And I was like, so what are we doing here? Is it a typing issue? Why couldn't you just, you didn't stress me out for the past 40 seconds? Because this is my thing, I'm so bad at directions myself. Like, just when I lead myself, I'm bad. So then if I have to tell someone else how to get lost, I get so stressed out about it. I assume everyone I've ever given direction to has taken the first turn I told them to take and then they died. Like, I think I hold so much stress about someone listening to my directions and then either me being wrong or them not listening right, then still being lost and being like, that son of a bitch. I don't even know them. I don't know why I need them to like me, but I'm so, oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. I don't want to make it sound like I'm being creepy, but I had a show. I was in Brooklyn. I had a show. And after the show, I was just hanging out at the bar. There were some people at the bar. I don't know if they were at the show or if they weren't, but they were talking about, it was two guys talking about just the general issue of like homophobia as far as just men are concerned, right? And one guy, they're both a little drunk, but one guy was saying to the other guy, he's like, we have to do something about it as a whole, because I look at my cousin and I love my cousin so much. My cousin is gay, but I don't think about, he's just my cousin. And I want the world to be able to look at my cousin the way that I do. I don't see him as some gay guy or something like that. He's my cousin. So we have to do something about overall homophobia as it stands in the mind, you know? And also, I just want to be able to eat a hot dog. There's not enough time to unpack everything in that one sentence. Because he didn't just mean I'm hungry right now. Like, he didn't just mean we have to tackle this issue and I'd like to eat. He means I want to be able to eat a hot dog, but I can't because of homophobia. No, sir. This is a fraught world for a lot of people. A lot of different groups have to deal with an incredible amount of persecution and a burden that they should not have to bear. But you eating a hot dog is completely on you. Because first of all, I cannot tell from that sentence if he's never eaten a hot dog because he's scared of where it'll take him. Because also, if you're so scared of eating a hot dog that you like, I can't do it, that's you. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, you don't need to do any exploring. You know your destination. So I was like, either he's so scared he's never had a hot dog, or he eat hot dogs so wild that people pass by and go, what are you doing? And then he goes, this homophobia cannot stand.
Knocking.